In this talk we're going to be looking at, there was one thing that Padre Pio could not forgive himself for. So what was that? He's a saint, surely he can forgive himself for everything. Hello, I'm Edward Urban, presenting the YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the incredible life of the Capuchin monk and miracle worker, Padre Pio, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So, if you or a friend or a family member is in need of his help and intercession, then do follow this channel. We hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And as part of our Following Padre Pio team, I've been asked to say a few words about people's their intentions that they've been leaving on the website. We see that there's a great deal of suffering and anxiety out there. And of course, in these situations, we have to have confidence in the intercession of Padre Pio and Our Lady. But we must also do whatever we can practically to help the situation. Let's look at Padre Pio's whole life as an example in this. Now, when Padre Pio was young, so he had just joined the Franciscan monks, and he found every day, if he ate, he just grew sick. And it just seemed to get worse and worse. Everyone thought, perhaps he's going to die. Everything just seemed to be against Padre Pio, and yet somehow he managed to get past all of these obstacles to become one of the greatest saints, our great saint. Padre Pio found that the only place where he felt slightly better was when he went up into the mountains to the monastery of San Giovanni Rotondo. Our Lady of Graces, something was different there. Maybe the air was better or it was cooler, but he felt slightly better. But from what I understand, Padre Pio's health only really got better when some lady offered up her health for Padre Pio's health. It seems that God heard this prayer and he really helped Padre Pio. As God's plan started to unfold for Padre Pio, he realized that God was calling him as well to build a hospital, something really practical for the healing of the body. His fame spread and money started to come in, and he used this money for a very good practical purpose. So let us all pray for each other's intentions. And if you have practical suggestions, then please do put them in the comments below. And of course, on Following Padre Pio, we do have, as part of our Padre Pio apostolate, where you enroll your mass prayer intentions for the monthly masses dedicated to Padre Pio for his intercession. Please do enroll for that. You'll see a little video clip right at the end. Now that towards the end of his life, Padre Pio was no longer as strong as he used to be. He was getting pretty old at the stage and frail, and he could barely walk. So after an intense day of work, that is in the confessional, Padre Pio would usually finish some last duty, like perhaps it was a short conversation with the staff at the hospital, with the employees at the hospital, and he'd speak to them, and then off he went to cell number one for some rest. That was his little room where he stayed. Passing by the Father Guardian cell, which was right next to Padre Pio's cell, he would knock on the door and wish the Father Guardian a good night and also ask for his blessing. So we can see how it's kind of a spiritual family, this whole thing. Everyone taking care of everyone else and being very cordial towards everyone else. But when he went to rest, he said, "I felt a great regret for not being able to take part in the common prayers, not even the last prayers that were prayed at the end of the day." Of course, Padre Pio had always been exemplary throughout his life and with all his fraternal duties. Not being able to do this made him suffer greatly. One day, after hearing the sacramental confession of Father Carmelo Durante, who was the superior of the monastery, Padre Pio then opened his heart to the superior, to Father Carmelo, saying, "I do not say this to you as a brother, but as my superior, I feel so much bitterness in my soul." "But why do you feel so bad?" the Father Guardian asked him. "No," he replied, "it is because I can't go to the choir and pray with the community anymore. Who knows what the other brothers are thinking of me?" Well, Father Padre Carmelo, Father Carmelo assured him that the other confreres were not at all scandalized, but rather that they were amazed at his age, that Padre Pio was still able to perform all his duties. But his grief was renewed every night. And as it turned out, when it came time for sleep, then some friars would assist Padre Pio to his cell, lead him by the arm, and then they'd leave him at the cell, and they went off to the choir to pray. And Padre Pio would continue in that time to get ready for bed. And then after their final prayers in the choir, they all went to say goodnight to Padre Pio, and he hugged each one of them and asked them please to say an Ave Maria, that is a Hail Mary, for him. So in this way, Padre Pio finished each day in the name of the Sweet Mother and at peace with his brothers, whom he loved fraternally, his busy day ended. And that is, of course, how it should be in a spiritual family like the Franciscan the monastery there. But I guess we could say it should be the same for us, for any family. At the end of any day, no matter what has happened during the day, we should make sure that we are all at peace with each family member and recommend ourselves to them for their prayers. And in this way, we can all help each other to reach heaven. Now, please follow through to these other videos. We have our most popular videos, and we also have videos selected specially for you. And if you have not enrolled your Mass Prayer Intentions, then please do enroll them.